province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Santaco in KZN has issued a warning against reckless behavior to minibus taxi drivers this festive season.
If they strongly feel that they are now fatigued, they should take a break. And in an instance whereby they strongly feel that they cannot continue with the journey, at least organize another driver who is a relief.
The Taxi Council says it's noticed a spike in disregard for road rules over the holiday season. Santaco's Sifiso Shangase says they've met with KZN Transport to finalize their Hlokomela road safety campaign. He says inspectors will be stationed at taxi ranks and on roads to check vehicles and ensure compliance. He says taxi operators must take responsibility too.
Well, the biggest concern is merely the overload, the fatigue, as well as adherence to rules and regulations of the road by our drivers. We would just plead with the minibus taxi owners to ensure that their vehicles are roadworthy so that we have an accident-free December holidays.
And his appeal to those transporting passengers into the province to make sure they inspect their vehicles.
Sometimes we find that the vehicles which are involved in these tonnages, some of them are vehicles that are from our neighboring provinces. We are pleading with them, when they come into KZN, even if they are driving minibus taxis, can they ensure that the vehicles are roadworthy?
A skin expert has raised concerns about the growing number of teenagers taking unverified skincare advice from TikTok and YouTube. Dr. Judy Pretorius is a biomedical scientist at Northwest University. She's described the skin struggles of young people as the perfect storm of pressure. Pretoria says while they are seeing a rise in teen skin issues, there is a growing trend of young people copying adult skincare routines. She says these are often packed with ingredients that their skin isn't ready to handle and are being promoted as must-haves by influencers.
The cosmetic industry is one of the most unregulated industries on the planet. That's why literally every single person can come to the forefront and give some form of skincare advice.
Pretoria says teenagers are buying high-end products meant for mature or damaged skin, which can cause irritation, disrupt skin barriers, and in some cases lead to long-term sensitivity.
I would say try to be more inquisitive and put on your investigation hat, if you will, and try to start to look for who's the person, so the manpower behind a particular brand, because you want to see qualification, you want to see experience.
The Department of Employment and Labour in the Free State has temporarily closed its Petrusburg Labour Centre following what it's described as a serious attack on one of its employees by a community member. The Labour Centre is expected to resume operations tomorrow. The department says investigations into the incident are still underway. And police in South Korea have raided the offices of e-commerce giant Coupang over a mass data leak. Authorities say the recent breach is believed to have affected almost two-thirds of the country. Coupang is South Korea's most popular online shopping platform, but the company suffered a massive data leak this year and was forced to alert customers that their names, email addresses, phone numbers, shipping addresses, and some order histories had been exposed. The group says payment details and login credentials weren't affected. Cybersecurity police in Seoul have now carried out a search and seizure operation at the headquarters, describing it as a necessary measure in their investigation into the leak. A recap of our lead story this hour. Santaco in KZN has issued a warning against reckless behavior to minibus taxi drivers this festive season. Even with the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.